you, sir.
Knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Come on, hallelujah.
God. Just go read it. Praise God. And see some of the things. Paul in that text. Praise God. Paul charged that church. I use the word charge, but I can also use the word command. Praise God. Reverend Philip. Yeah. He commanded that church to do three things. Praise God. With regards to the problems that they were having. And I'm going to bring it all out. Praise God, the very first thing that he charged that church. Because that was some murmuring going on in that church.
Yeah.
That was some murmuring going on in that church.
All right.
That was some criticism going on in that church.
Oh, no.
Praise God. That was some backbiting going on in that church.
Come on.
Praise God. So he gave that church a command. Praise God. He said that if you want to have total peace, he said, first of all, I want you to stand fast in the Lord. But look at the second thing that he tells them. He charged them to stand fast in the Lord and in the defending of the gospel. Praise God. Somebody say, where did you get that from? Turn. Put this on the marquee. I want you to put on that Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. Praise God. If you got it up there, look at what he says on there. On that thing. He said, all in that your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you, or else be absent, I may hear of your affair. That you what? Stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for what? The faith of the gospel. Praise God. We are to come together because to strive. I'm talking about unity among the body, unity among the believers, unity among saints of God. Praise God, because that was something that was happening in the church. Praise God, look at verse 2 of our text, what I read. Praise God, see, he was praying for the church. Look what he says in here. He says there were two women, and these were not just two ordinary women. Praise God, these were prominent women.
Yeah.
Praise God, look what they said. They were arguing, they were murmuring, they were quarreling about something.
Yeah.
Praise God, well, one was named by the Uriah and the other named Sister Jane. Praise God, and what's so amazing about it, praise God, who they were and what caused them to be arguing is not even identified in the text.
Yeah.
Praise God, you know why? Thank you for saying that. You know why the text didn't say anything about what they were arguing about? Because it wasn't that important.
No.
Yeah, praise God. If we were to look at most of the things that happened in the church, praise God, I'm not talking about Second Union. I'm talking about the church of God.
Right.
Praise God. If we look at most of the things that happened in the church,
right.
Praise
right.
God, they don't amount to a human being.
No.
It was so insignificant that the Holy Spirit didn't even allow Paul to even write about it. Nine times out of ten, the things that we see happening in the church today, praise God, is insignificant.
Right.
Yes, it's insignificant. So we find that these two prominent women, praise God, they were laborers with Paul.
Yeah.
Praise God. They were helping Paul in the ministry. Not only were they helping Paul, they were helping Clements of Rome.
Yeah.
Praise God. They were helping spread the God.
Yeah.
So they were prominent women. And they said, they were prominent. They were prominent. They were upset. But something. What do you mean?
No.
That's why I told you to go read. They were arguing about something that wasn't even worth writing about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't need a minute. I told you when the Bible speaks, it may say, you brethren, and I always get on the sister. Sister, don't laugh at me. I'm glad you work for today. Thank you.